The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to The Early Edge. I'm your host, Alan Bell. We have a fantastic show lined up for you today. But I'll tell you what, before we get to it, as always, let's take a look at how we did on Friday here. You know what? All right. Not bad. Not great. Well, really, you know what? It's not really good. Like, that didn't really help us at all here. But I'll tell you what, I appreciate everybody having my back after going 0-4 and 0-4, double golden sombreros. Not good at all there, but we bounced back. The Braves were nice to us. And shout out to the speculator there, JD Martinez, over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. So well done on that. Now, here's the deal. All right. We need your help. Okay, this ends in 2 days, all right, the end of July. We've been nominated for the Best Sports Podcast of the Year. We need you to go vote at podcastawards.com/app/signup. You can scan the QR code there on your screen or in the description. We will drop a link there. Scroll down to the sports category, find the Early Edge, and we would greatly, greatly appreciate all of your help in regards to that. Now, enough of me yapping. Let's bring in the stars of the show here and get this thing fired up because you're ready to make some bets. I'm ready to make some bets. And I know my dogs right here are ready to make some bets as well. So see ya. First off, good to see you, buddy. I love you crashing in on the Saturday Early Edge. It wouldn't be the same without you, my man. How we doing?
This is such an all-star crew. I'm glad I'm able to crash today. And I got to say, everybody in the chat, that pitch by you, Alan, to vote for the Early Edge. We've got the QR code. We've made it easy for you. You can go so many different ways to vote. Just type, Alan, let me just take over for a second. Type into the chat, I promise, and just have some accountability that you're going to actually vote for the Early Edge as the best podcast. I will say this, before I hog all the floor, we're only 40 days from NFL season. Gale Sayers days away, Rock Cartwright days away from NFL season. So I am really excited. That means 28 days from college football season. That's 4 weeks. Let's go.
Nice. Yeah. Well, hey, well done on both of those right there. And Rock Cartwright, dude, haven't heard that one in a minute, my man. I feel like prop stars, I feel like you would be all over Rock Cartwright props. Back in the day.
I love Rock Cartwright props. AB, I also have a little housekeeping to get to real quick. I saw on the recap screen that I had 2 missed picks yesterday. I had no official picks for the record there. So maybe we didn't do quite as bad as we all thought we did.
Oh, nice. Look, there's a very good chance that I messed that up. So, all right, there we go. Well done on that one. Yeah, there's a very, very good chance. Well, I'll tell you the problem is trying to find Bucket's picks, even though he wasn't on yesterday and, you know, just trying to find those soccer teams. So well done on that one. Apologies there. A-Bags, dude, I'm starting it. That was basically like a leadoff hitter, just 3 straight pitches, didn't even swing the bat, struck out. It's awful, man.
All right, well, I know that we got – if you look at the something that interesting I wanted to touch on real quick, if you look at like the day baseball games versus night baseball games, it's all night stuff, and we have Sia on today. So I figured maybe it's a little Saturday night Sia mojo. Is that
correct? That's a good – Yeah, that's
it
a good
is correct, right? Actually. Stay tuned.
I was gonna say Subway Sia right there, but you know, we'll get into that one later on. But yeah, man, it's kind of a weird slate because you're right. It's like what, 1 or 2 day games and then all night games?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there's a couple out west, I believe, starting at like 4 o'clock. So they are, you know, day games there, but 4 o'clock East Coast wise. So nothing early today.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, speaking of that, If you didn't watch CBS Sports HQ last night, Sia crushed it. Me, him, Tommy Tran, just all over it in baseball. And today, it's going to continue. 12 p.m. Eastern, me and Kenny White jumping on with our boy Joe Russo. Going to get after this thing and get it fired up. So make sure to pay attention to CBS Sports HQ at 12 p.m. Eastern. You can watch the via the Paramount Plus app, the CBS Sports app, or cbssports.com/live. And I think I just called him Joe Russo. I meant Joe Musso. But you know what? Either way, there we go. Joe knows. Hey, I love him. All right, let's get into our marquee matchups for today. All right, we're going to start here. Major League Baseball favorites, okay? Tried to go through and find games and favorites that weren't too totally crazy in terms of the money lines because we got some super high-juiced games out there today. So let me put this up on the screen here. All right, and we have, let's see. Hold on one second. Let me get this thing right. There we go. All right, so three games here. That's what we're going to choose from. All right. The Orioles at home against the Yankees, minus 120. The Blue Jays at home against the Angels, minus 130. And the Astros at home against the Rays at minus 140. So, Sia, throw it to you first, man. What are you looking at?
This is interesting. I mean, first of all, I do have a lean toward the Orioles. But one of my plays today was going to be to fade the Toronto Blue Jays here. And the part of the reason was because Manoah's on the mound. And I really like Ty Detmer. I think Detmer's is really, really good. The problem is I'm not exactly sure right now, and this game's at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, I'm not exactly sure what the lineup's going to look like for the Angels. We're not 100% sure Ohtani's going to play, although, I mean, I think he might. He exited the game late yesterday with cramps. But either way, I was leaning towards the first five here for the Angels. So I'm going to lean that way, and I'm going to fade the Blue Jays.
All right, there we go, man. And you're right. That's a great point in regards to Ohtani. That's going to come up next in the home run props there. But good to get that information out there because you're right. And, you know, I feel like he's kind of a large part of that lineup there, right? So, yeah, Ohtani, pretty important there. A-Max, throw it to you, man. What are you looking at?
Well, to that point, AB, real quick, I don't know if you saw, they had a shot. It was on Twitter. I saw it was a shot of Matt Chapman after Ohtani homered yesterday, or maybe it was 2 days ago. But he said, "That's the only explicit guy on the team that can hit. Why are we pitching to him?" So he was yelling at his own manager that they should not be pitching to Ohtani. So I definitely agree there. If he's out of the lineup, looks much different. I think I want to just lay the price with Houston at minus 140. Don't love Taj Bradley. And I actually do think that Hunter Brown is ascending a little bit on the way up. And so I'm going to take him some strikeout upside there too. I don't think minus 140 is all that bad of a price, especially with Altuve and Yordan Alvarez back in the lineup.
Yeah, that's a good point right there. Prop stars. My dude, Jules, what are we looking at, dog?
Yeah, I do like backing Houston, as AMAG said, with those bats back in the lineup. But I am going to fade the Blue Jays like my cousin Sia suggested. I think this is a big advantage for the Angels with Detmers on the mound facing Manoah. Manoah has really struggled, just does not look like the pitcher he was over his first two seasons in the MLB. So, yeah, I think the Angels have been one of the best lineups in baseball, particularly recently over the last month. So I think even if Ohtani doesn't play, I would still like the Angels as a live dog here. So, yeah, I'm going to back the Angels today, AB.
All right, there you go, man. And your boy, Mickey Mantle-Moniak, dude, has been mashing at the plate. That dude is getting hits left and right. So it's a good call on that one. Yeah, see you, what up?
I got to correct myself. I did say Ty Detmer, which, is, you know, we're 40 days from football season. So the BYU product, great quarterback.
Shout out Ty Detmer for Philadelphia Eagle.
They played for six NFL teams, including, I guess, the backup for Donovan McNabb, right, Probby?
That's right.
And, it's obviously Reed Detmers and not Ty Detmer. Yeah. Although I bet you Ty Detmer can pitch.
And he comes from a football family, if I'm not mistaken. There were other Detmers in the NFL.
Does he?
Was it Coy Detmer?
Say it again.
Coy Detmer as well, I believe his brother.
I was just about to ask that. I think that's Ty's brother, right?
Yeah, Ty's brother's Coy.
Yeah. There you go. You know what? I feel like the Detmer and Detmer's family would be happy about that. Just the inclusion right there. You know what I mean? Yeah. All right. Speaking of that. All right. Well, not speaking of that at all, but let's take a quick break and hear from one of our partners.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we are back. All right, next one here. Home runs. And Sia, I'm going to let you start off again because you brought it up in regards to Shohei Ohtani. Here are the three that we have for today. Aaron Judge, plus 175. Shohei Ohtani plus 275 and Manny Machado plus 375 to hit a home run today. Obviously, Sia, as you mentioned, you know, betting on Shohei Ohtani depends on if he's in the lineup. I'll say this. I went through this last night. The books did not have Ohtani props out there. This morning, absolutely fired him out there. So that's why we included him. But I'll let you start, man. Go ahead. What do you got?
Yeah, I'll go with Manny Machado. I like this number plus 375. And honestly, Martin Perez really hasn't been that dude for at least a month and a half here. And Manny Machado has been hitting home runs. It seems like every third or fourth day, Manny Machado has been hitting a home run, which means he's kind of due because it's been a few days. Not that I'm really going off that, but it, you know, he has been hitting home runs and Martin Perez has been very susceptible to hits in general, but also home runs. By the way, just shout out to Manny Machado. That play he made from his bottom to steal a base hit yesterday was one of the, to me, one of the plays of the year.
It was amazing. The fact that, I mean, fields the ground ball on his backside, all right, then fires it to first. Like, that's a long throw, dude, and 100%. And that game was banana land last night, by the way, as well. It was crazy, but 100%. If anybody hasn't seen that play, go check it out. I mean, that was a stud play from Machado there. All right, Max, throw it over to you, man. Who are you looking at here? I got a feeling I know where you're going, but go ahead and fire it up.
Well, I will say maybe, you know, the Aaron Judge side, it looks a little light at plus 175, but I think he does need to turn it on today. But I'm going to ride with Sia. I'm going Machado. Oh. And when you look at him versus lefties, remember now, there's some things we like to play. Machado versus lefties is one of them. So I'm going to take him at the best price on the board, plus 375. I think that's really good odds, honestly.
All right. There we go, man. Prop stars. Who are you looking at, bub?
Two's company, three's a crowd, gentlemen. I'm going to make it Manny Machado as well. He's been playing great baseball recently, particularly in the month of July and June, really heating up at the plate, like the matchup against Perez. So a little righty on lefty crime there as well. So give me Machado. I like the odds, obviously, at plus 375 as well.
All right. I tell you what. I'm going Aaron Judge. I'm going Judge. I think it's an all rise. Yeah, I think it's an all rise Saturday, man. I'm going with Judge, even though – I mean, plus 175 in a second game back is ridiculous. Like, the numbers should be higher. But, yeah, I got a feeling that the Judge goes Yahtzee today. All right, let's get to our picks. But before we do, let's take one more quick break and hear from one of our partners.
Robert Half Research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we are back. All right. Now, Max, look, I already started the show lead off with just pure blockheadness. It was awful. So we're just going to forget that that happened. You're our true leadoff hitter. We're just going to assume that that was the end of BP. All right. The game hadn't started yet.
Yeah.
You're our true leadoff guy. Go ahead. Let it rip, man. What do you got?
All right, man. Well, I like that. And I'll try to take us here in a bit of a quick, you know, leadoff hitter and make it quick for you. So first off, I do like a couple of pitchers today. We're going to talk about those. If you want to join me on Twitter after this, I hopped on last week and said that I'll start doing that. Call it extra innings if you want. So we'll talk through some of those situations. But we're going with a couple of hitters today here on the show. First one, Max Muncy in this late game here out west. You know, I like the Muncy lefty versus Luke Weaver. Right-handed pitcher matchup. Muncy's just been much worse against lefties this year. Now, he really hasn't had a great season in terms of batting average, but he does produce power. And I think today against Luke Weaver, it's a really good matchup for him. He went over this number in five straight, and then he failed to do so in the last three games. I think tonight he gets off the schneid. And then we'll go to that guy, Aaron Judge. It is an all-rise Saturday. I love this play over 2.5. Hits, runs, RBIs. We're getting it at plus money. He walked three times last night, only had one official at bat, and that was a line drive that was right at the right fielder, basically. So I like the chances of him hitting the ball hard today against Tyler Wells, who's been worse against right-handed hitters. We used Tyler Wells earlier in the season to target a team like San Francisco that would just load up the lefties, and he got us the strikeouts. But with the Yankees lineup that only probably features two, at most three lefties, it's going to be a little bit tougher for him tonight. And I do think that Aaron Judge, after going 0 for 1 last night with three walks, he kind of understands we lost the game 1-0. If I don't go out there and swing the bat, I don't know if three walks is going to do it. You kind of can't pass the baton to the next guy right now. Judge has to do it himself. So give me the over 2.5 at plus money.
Yeah, you know, I like that a lot. You know, I was honestly surprised. I mean, not with the walks part, but the fact that, you know, not only coming off of that, you know, toe injury in his first game back, I mean, he put the, you know, bat on the ball hard, right? I mean, it looked a lot better, and especially after a 2.5-hour rain delay as well.
Yeah.
I mean, anything that could have been throwing off, like, your feel, it did, and your man still got it up there. So, yeah, I'm 100% with you on that one. All right, see ya. Coming over to you, buddy. You got two plays here, I believe, today. Go ahead and let it rip. What you got?
Yeah, one of them is up on Sportsline. I'll get to that one in a second. But first, we're going to do a first five. Like I said, I was leaning a first five in that early game, the 3 o'clock game. I think if Ohtani's in the lineup, I'll consider it. And by the way, those of you that are asking about golf, there's just not really a lot of matchups. Like on most of the books, you're not getting any three balls. It's just two balls. And I wasn't in love with any of them. So stay tuned tomorrow. I'll be on the show. Hopefully I'll have a matchup or a three ball for you. Mariners first five money line. That's where I'm going. Minus 132. I got Brian Wu versus Brandon Pfaadt. Again, this is a first five. Brian Wu hasn't been good over his last couple starts, but I do think he's the better pitcher over Pfaadt. And the Seattle Mariners have been the better team by a landslide since the All-Star break. I believe in the talent ultimately. In fact, just he hasn't been good all season. Speaking of BP, you just mentioned it. His initials are BP. And I think the Seattle Mariners will be having batting practice over the Arizona. I was almost going to say Cardinals, man, 40 days till football season, Arizona Diamondbacks. So give me the first five there. By the way, zone of 3-10 since the All-Star break. The other one I like, and it's up on Sportsline, and I really wanted to put it up early. It's the Dodgers Reds over 10. It's 10.5 in a lot of places, but over at Caesars Sportsbook, it's still over 10. If it's 10.5, I might start looking at the team totals. The Dodgers is over 5.5, and the Reds is over 4.5. So those are ones to consider there. But it's Weaver and Sheehan, and both of them have been very bad over the last four games. I'll give you the totals for both of them. Sheehan over his last four, 24 hits and 20 runs. Weaver over his last four, 24 hits and 14 runs. It's going to be a good hitting environment. Both of these guys giving up a lot of contact, a lot of hard hits. In Sheehan's case, he's really not finding the strike zone very well at all. I just think this is a recipe for 11, 12, 13 runs potentially, again, in a very good hitting environment at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, see, I tell you what, man, like I 100% agree with that. And I'm just going to jump into mine and I'll leave you guys on the screen. Tell me, you know, how you feel, like, dislike, you know, beyond, like, you're not going to hurt my feelings. But going off of that, like my first play, Freddie Freeman, over 2.5 hits, runs, and RBIs, plus 120. We're getting this at a plus number. Also, like you said, I think it's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal hitting environment for both sides. Not, you know, not only the Dodgers hitters, but the Reds as well. So yeah, I'm going to ride Freddie today and to get him there plus money. Next, look, we're going back right back to the well. Ronald Acuna over 2.5 hits, runs at RBIs, minus 130. One, I really like that, you know, obviously Ronald Acuna being the leadoff hitter for the Atlanta Braves. It gives us opportunity after opportunity, but you're seeing, you know, the Braves back half of the lineup kind of carrying the team a little bit, at least to get him started yesterday. And then we saw, you know, Acuna, you know, was just hitting well throughout the game. But then Riley comes up with a home run. Then Matt Olson comes up with a home run, right? Like, I like where Acuna is right here in the middle between all of that. And then lastly, we're going to do it again. Braves team total over 5.5. It's going to be a warm day again over at Truist Park. It's going to be hot. Last night helped with the thunderstorms earlier, you know, in the afternoon and leading up to the game. The humidity level shot up. I can tell you here in Nashville, I'm a quick drive to Atlanta. It is ridiculously hot and muggy. Like, I like the atmosphere that's going to be there today. Boys, any thoughts that you have on either of those three? Like, dislike, anything?
I definitely like, you know, that LA game with Freeman there. I totally agree with C. It's actually funny. I was in the middle of writing up that over 10 when we were hopping on the show, and I was like, I'll finish it after. But I do like really getting in at that 10 number. I think that makes a lot of sense. Getting in at 10, you're going to push at 10. So yeah, you're kind of guarding yourself a little bit there, where it's 10.5 at other books. And then you're still going to need the 11th to cash regardless. So no, I do like that. And I think that game is a solid look for player props.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, going off of both of those teams, I mean, last night, you know, on HQ, we played Reds and Dodgers, both teams to score 3+ runs. I mean, the Reds had that in the first inning. It took a while, honestly, for the Dodgers to get there, but they finally did. I might take a look at one of those again. If you get it at 4, you're definitely going to get plus money. So just something to think about if you're, you know, out there looking for it. All right, Prop Stars, my man, hitting cleanup here. Dude, you're the Matt Olson of this squad here. All right, hitting cleanup. What do you got, boy?
Yeah, AB, I'm going to go with the Philadelphia Phillies. Rode them yesterday, going right back to the well. However, instead of the money line, I like the run line in this matchup against the Pirates. The Phillies have been really good on the road recently, facing a Pirate squad, which I think they have significant advantage of all over the field, particularly the pitching matchup. Aaron Nola on the mound for the Phillies. Pitched a lot better recently. ERA around 3.5 over his last 6 starts. He has great historic numbers against the projected Pirates lineup as well. And then as far as the Pirates are concerned, they have a rookie pitcher, Priester, on the mound. He has a 9 ERA over 2 starts. He's given up 2 home runs in each of his 2 starts as well. The Phillies bats have been quiet recently. I think they're going to have some success today against him, provide Nola with plenty of run support, and certainly enough to cash this prop needing 1.5 or at least 2 runs to win. So yeah, let's go Phillies on the run line, -1.5. You can get this at -110 odds as well.
Yeah, Prop Stars. You know what's funny, man? Me and Kenny White will be on HQ here in about 1.5 hours. That's my number one play out of what we selected. Yeah, the pitching matchup is absolutely ridiculous favored in regards to Philadelphia with Nola going up against the Rook. Dude, I might be all over some Kyle Schwarber props as well, even though, you know, he went yard yesterday. Like, this could be not to put it in the ether, but I really, 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 really like that play. Yeah, that's a good one here. All right, everybody, grab your paper, grab your pencil, take a little recap. And guys, if you'll hang tight after the recap, we're going to play a couple games and have some fun real quick. But first, on the recap here, A-Mags is on Max Muncy over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at -120. Aaron Judge over 2.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at +105. Prop Stars is on the Phillies run line, -1.5 at -110. The Counselor of Cash, Sanjay, is on the Mariners first 5 money line, -132, and the Reds Dodgers over 10, -125. I'm on Freddie Freeman over 2.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at +120. Ronald Acuna over 2.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. That's not -113. That's -130 again. Dude, recap issues front and back here. Not looking good there. My formatting needs some work there, but the Braves team total over 5.5 as well at -110. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We will be live, as mentioned, normal time, Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern. But until then, best of luck. It's Cash These Tickets. We will see you tomorrow.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount+.